On an August day 3 years ago in Afghanistan, Captain Flo Groberg tackled a suicide bomber, saving the lives of nearly 24 soldiers and officials. Today at the White House, President Obama will present him with the Medal of Honor, the nation's highest award for combat bravery. NPR's Tom Bowman talked with Groberg and his comrades.
Captain Groberg can't quite put his finger on it, but looking back now, something just didn't seem right.
That day, it just felt a little bit different when we got on the ground. We had done this patrol multiple times.
His platoon sergeant, Brian Brink, shared that sense of unease as they prepared to move out, once again, from their small base to the provincial governor's compound in Kunar province for a meeting.
It was kind of a gut feeling that just didn't set right with us.
Sergeant Brink led the patrol down the paved road that narrowed to a small bridge. That's when they saw the first sign of trouble. Two motorcycles appeared on the bridge. The riders ditched the bikes and walked off. Suddenly, Brink spotted something odd, a man walking backwards alongside the patrol. Then the men turned toward them with a blank stare.
He was looking at my eyes, eye to eye, with this suicide bomber. I realized he was bad. I could see the bulge on his hip.
A bulge that signified a bomb. Groberg rushed him with Sergeant Andrew Mahoney, both soldiers pushing the bomber away from the patrol.
Then we grabbed him and threw him to the ground, and he detonated our feet.
With a deafening explosion, shrapnel sliced into Mahoney's arm, cutting it to the bone. Groberg was in worse shape. His leg was in shreds. Before he passed out, Groberg screamed for the medic.
He was calling for me, yelling, "Doc, Doc, save my leg."
That's Sergeant Daniel Balderrama, who was also wounded by shrapnel. Balderrama couldn't walk, so he scurried over on his knees and applied a tourniquet to Groberg's leg.
And I remember seeing his boots covered in blood, his leg covered in blood, and at no time did I think he was gonna die.
Four other Americans did die that day. Air Force Major Walter Gray, U.S. Aid Officer Raghay Abdel Fattah, Army Major Thomas Kennedy, and Command Sergeant Major Kevin Griffin. Sergeant Brink remembered Griffin as a stickler for the rules, but was close to his soldiers.
Sergeant Major Griffin, the first thing he would ask you is, "How's your family? We're in the middle of Afghanistan doing what we gotta do every day," but he always, "How's your family?" Major Kennedy, same thing.
Sergeant Brink thinks many more in that patrol of nearly 24 would have met the same fate had it not been for Captain Groberg. For his part, Groberg brushes aside talk of heroism. He said he only reacted, and he struggles with why he survived that day and others did not.
We all fought those demons of, why not me? In the end, you know, it's combat, and right, we can do now is honor those guys and their families.
He underwent some 30 surgeries on his left leg. On his right wrist, he wears a silver bracelet, etched with the names of those who died on that dusty street in Kunar province. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.